Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I am joined by my friend Lauren.
Hello.
And my friend Helen.
Hi.
We're just saying, we've never been able to fully record the two of you with me on a podcast.
No, the last two times I've been on, it's failed to record.
probably a sign.
Somewhere in the archives, there is like 2 hours of absolute gold. Because one of them was done on your birthday when we were quite a few gins in. Mm.
So oh yeah, my 30th.
Yeah, there's some great fodder in that one.
Absolute nonsense.
Was that the one where we came up with Love Island for kids?
Maybe.
Sounded better on the day.
It was something like Love Island Open Water.
No, where... that was me and Tiffin when we did Blue Peter Open Water.
Okay.
Love Island for kids.
It wasn't, it was Blue Peter, but they went on a ship and then like the old Blue Peter presenters, except Richard Bacon, for obvious reasons, were on a small boat moored nearby. So like in the day they did challenges, like Cub Scout challenges, and then they'd all be texting each other, and then in the evening there was like the late night episode,
late
like
night
Hollyoaks. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so fans interested in more of that, that is available apparently on iTunes, so you can track that down. But are you both well? Are you having a good 2018 so far?
Yeah, great. It's a bit miserable this weekend. I spent most of the time trying not to get soaking and staying sober and not eating meat. So yeah, actually quite horrible.
You're not eating meat?
No.
Are you doing vegan?
No, absolutely not. I mean, fish.
Vegan, you are... How do you say it?
I don't know. Veganuary.
Veganuary.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good.
I am attempting to do dry January, but I've now had a few glasses of red wine. And by a few, like two.
I think you're allowed two or three wild cards throughout the month, because there might be something that pops up that you can't plan for, where you can't not drink.
Oh, I also drank last Saturday.
And I
someone's 30th though,
yeah. And I've out of nowhere got really into Long Island iced teas already this year.
Classic January drink.
Yeah, if you think your New Year's resolutions are bad, I've got into five spirits.
It's like the most alcoholic mix that you can make, isn't it? Because that's why in one of the weeks that we've not been podcasting, one of the news stories that we missed.
Yeah.
Was when TGI Fridays accidentally served Long Island iced tea instead of a mocktail to a 4-year-old. And she got pissed because her parents were going, no, drink it. Because apparently she's usually quite fussy. And she was like, oh, I don't like it. They were like, drink it, you've ordered it. So they made her drink half of it before the waitress came over and said, I'm really sorry, I think there's been a mix up. I think we've given your daughter a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's a guy covered in his own piss on the dance floor. in need of a Long Island iced tea. Well, that's my favourite news story of the year, I think, already. This is why this podcast is good. I didn't know that one. So we've got lots to cover. Lots has been going on in the world of politics and news in the US and the UK. So we'd better get on with it. And the best way to get on with it is with the facts.
Facts.
The facts. So... there's been so much going on with Donald Trump. I think we could do a 2-hour, maybe a 6-episode
six-episode deep dive into
what's been going on. But I think that the story with Donald Trump that I'd like to open with is that he's no longer coming to the UK. What's been going on?
Well, they're all trying to claim, every angle on this story is trying to claim a different reason. So I think it was around the 12th of Jan, he tweeted saying, absolutely not coming to the UK. I'm not happy with them for doing a bad deal on the moving of the site of the American embassy. They want me to cut the ribbon, no deal. I'm pissed off with Obama for even doing something for peanuts.
Even though it was Bush.
Even though it was Bush, correct.
Because it was in Mayfair?
So yeah.
It used to be opposite Selfridges because it was on Grosvenor Square, and now it's going to be down by Battersea Power Station.
Kingston, so they haven't gone that far.
I think it's Spoxall, which is where the only thing...
Yeah, Battersea Power Station, like down that Nine Elms.
Which is pretty...
But it's opposite Parliament. That makes more sense.
And MI5.
Yeah, I was going to say MI5, that's where all the spies are who need to be brief in the US.
But it's quite an ugly building, and I guess the one in Grosvenor Square had a bit more kudos. But I think...
Basically, that's an excuse, though. That's obviously
because
not the reason.
He's hated.
Yes, exactly. So then Sadiq Khan has written a letter being like, the good news is it seems to have worked. Londoners hate him. And he knew he'd be in for a very long-term and ongoing but very peaceful protest if he came.
so he's decided. Woman. that picture of a woman just holding up a sign like Trump is a cunt. It would be that kind of thing all over London.
Except it would be on the buses.
Well, also, I think that there, him and May, there's been a few things since sort of like the back end of last year where they've fallen out. Like him, he retweeted a load of the
Britain
UKIP,
First.
Britain First, yeah. That's it. And she actually publicly came out. I know you've covered it. Publicly came out and said, you can't do that. You can't say anything like that.
Mm.
So I think she was trying to cool the closeness.
Yeah, like they've gone from holding hands, going down steps together because of his fear of stairs to him sort of dissing her on Twitter, of course, and whatever else.
Yeah, because he said, don't worry, basically to paraphrase, don't worry about me. You should be focusing on the terrible Islamic radicalisation that's going on in the UK after he retweeted three widely discredited British First videos.
But I mean, these are all examples of showing how thin-skinned Donald Trump is. Do we really think the reason he's not coming to the UK anymore is because he just can't handle like that much negativity around him?
Do you remember when Kim Jong-un tweeted to saying, I don't know, he was bald and fat or something, and he took it so personally and wrote back like, you have a terrible haircut and you're fat and you're useless. Yeah. That's very presidential.
No, that's...
Their exchanges are extraordinary, because that's also, I don't know if this has been covered, but the bigger button stuff. I've got a bigger button, which is literally like, what insecurities are you trying to cover up by saying you've got a bigger nuclear button? Like, he's mental. It's actually mental.
What was his reason for the visit to the UK? This wasn't the big state, controversial state visit.
It was going to be to open the
embassy. It was just no. The state visit was in June. This was always supposed to be like
a ribbon cutting.
The embassy, but also the strengthening of relationships. It's been like long touted that he'd be coming for the first to celebrate the first year as well.
There's just so much stuff about him. I was doing a bit of research today, just trying to have a clue for this podcast. And nothing seems to stick to him.
No.
Calls country shitholes. Retweets right-wing videos. Has an alleged affair with a porn star for a year. And everyone just goes, oh, God.
Yeah, so you've touched on some stories. I mean, this is, so you know, our first podcast of the year, so we haven't covered any of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so the calling countries shitholes.
That is quite spectacular, isn't it?
So and this was in a meeting with many senators. I don't know if it was cross-party or just Republicans.
Is this to try to get... Was this about the debate over the budget bill? I don't know what it was for, but him saying people should... from those shithole countries shouldn't be allowed in the US.
Yeah, I think he was talking about immigration, and he was talking about why do we have all these people from these shithole countries and we haven't got many people from Norway? We should be getting more people. And he's like, have you met a Norwegian? They're beautiful, they're all rich. They are,
and they're so happy.
They're so
Norway's lovely.
They're so fashionable. Great.
I thought the opposite. I thought Norway had a real issue with teenage pregnancy and suicide, because basically it's dark 20 hours of the day.
So they're all shagging.
Yeah, exactly. So teenagers have nothing else to do but shag around, and then they're depressed because they don't even get any sunlight.
Maybe in summer.
But they do have very good maternity and paternity splits.
Yeah, they've got loads, and they're all really rich and outdoorsy.
But he just wants some more people to go on hikes with. He wants Norwegians, not the people from the shithole countries. Obviously, the UN has come out and said...
What are we listing in shithole countries, just to be absolutely clear?
The country of Africa.
The country of Africa, yeah. I did think that Africa had been cited, yeah. And surely Mexico.
Basically, South America, Africa is what I'm going to put my money on.
He referred to Haiti. I never know how to say that one.
I think that's
Haiti,
right.
Haiti,
El Salvador, and unspecified African nations.
I wouldn't ask me, because up until about 2 months ago, I thought that the country that is spelled S-E-O-U-L was pronounced Seoul.
Oh, what, the capital of...
What is it?
The capital Seoul. Of Korea. Seoul.
Apparently it's Seoul.
Seoul.
No, I think it's Seoul.
It's spelt that way.
Yeah, I know. But apparently it's Seoul.
Isn't it also a city?
Yeah, 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 but it's the capital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are not, fortunately, the president of the US. So there was that, and then there's also this whole porn star thing where a porn star has gone on record, and it's sort of been backed up in that some sort of lawyer did give her money when she says she was given money, and says that she was seduced.
I haven't actually read her story. I just read about the cover-up of it. So she apparently, the affair happened in 2006, so quite a long time ago. She's called like Stormy Daniels or something.
Stormy Daniels.
So some good headlines of there's a storm coming, that kind of thing.
It writes itself though, with it, so doesn't good. It?
We're in for heavy weather.
But it just before, during the election campaign, so just before the Grab Their Pussies video leak.
Yeah.
His lawyer set up a private company to pay her off, and then everything went silent. And CNN reported that they did have an interview with her, but after that, she'd been paid off and it no longer went ahead.
Yeah, so she was sort of paid off weeks before the US election. The affair was in 2006, which I think, if my memory's right,
a very long time ago.
I think might have been when his son was
right.
being born.
Just before Melania gave birth to Donald Jr.? Barron.
Barron. old Barry. Barry Trump.
Oh, that's dreadful. Poor Melania.
So I did read some of the bits of the interview, and I think she said, like, it wasn't anything weird like you'd expect. It wasn't sort of, there wasn't anything kinky to it.
Spanking, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was paid to spank him.
And was then she paid also, for it?
Or she was paid off. But
no, sorry, but was did he like use her like a prostitute, or was it
no? She said before they even got started, she said, "Don't offer me money for this."
Christ. Why would you do that
for
free?
She said she would recognise his junk anywhere, though.
Well, she said it was crazy. She did say it was crap in bed, though, didn't she?
She just said it was quite... I didn't read
another
that.
Another time he had her spank him with a Forbes magazine.
Oh.
Forbes literally doing everything they can to be redacted from that quote.
He is an 80-year-old man. He's not going to be cracking in bed.
In Trump's defence. So that's all been going on. And... She didn't talk about the whole like weeing thing, which, do you remember when that story came out when everyone was saying Trump was into golden showers?
I'm sorry, there's just so much.
It's just incredible, the stuff on him that you it's a 6-part special just to dig into.
Yeah, so that's been going on. And then there's obviously been the book, Michael Wolff.
Fire and
Fury.
Sort
of a year inside the White House.
Like the cover of Time. They did the hedge,
where
didn't they?
We found out that Trump goes to bed at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
3 TVs, watches the TV, eats his cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Has spent over a quarter of the days he's been president at his golf club. So just he's only done 3/4 of the job in the last year.
But one of the most, I think everyone's focused on that, the McDonald's and the not wanting to get poisoned and the him wanting to do his own bed sheets because he's paranoid. And he said to his maid, if I throw my coat on the floor, it's because I want it there. Don't pick it up. But what's interesting...
In my head, I'm now picturing that the White House is literally like an episode of... Like, you know, those hoarder programs where Kim and Aggie have to go in and be like, why have you got this from 2003?
Get some vinegar and some carpenter.
What you can do is you can just mix that up with a bit of bicarb and that'll come right off.
So this is where I keep all my Happy Meal toys. But what the book claims is that Trump not only didn't think he was going to win the presidency, he didn't want to win it. And... especially Melania didn't want to win it, and this whole thing he's been going to her, don't worry, I'm not going to win it, we can go back to whatever we were doing before, this is going to be great, this is going to transform my brand, I'm going to be able to set up my own TV network, it's going to be great. And
then he got
president, and it's got Steve Bannon, the book, who was obviously sort of headed up Trump's campaign, was originally his chief strategist, then left in a blaze of not glory, the other one, just shame and arguments. It's got him saying that he watched Trump go from sort of disbelief to being terrified, this is on the night of him winning, to then becoming this strange man who believed that he could genuinely win.
So he started believing his own lies. It's like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, so he started believing not that he could win because he had won, but that I can do this, I'm going to be great.
I know nothing about anything to do with politics, but I can do it.
That's been going on as well. But to go back to the original story of...
And hasn't he now said the book guy...
I mean, of course he's shat all over the book, Trump.
Not Trump. Sorry, the guy who wrote the book, Michael Wolff, hasn't he not now also said that he's having an affair with someone at the White House, like Lewinsky style?
Trump is.
Yeah, but he can't, like, for whatever reason, he didn't have the right evidence to put it in the book.
Oh, my God.
Here
we bloody go, 2018. This is just the start.
We're 20 days in.
Yeah. So I guess, but to take it all the way back to the beginning, when we're talking about the fact he's not coming to the UK, there is the conspiracy theory, or maybe just a theory, about the real reason, and it's to do with the wedding, the royal wedding.
Harry and Meghan.
Exactly. So Harry and Meghan get on very well with the Obamas. It turns out, I think
Invictus Harry, co-founders, aren't they?
Yeah, Harry interviewed Obama for.
Oh yes, when he took over Radio 4. Mm.
They go way back. So
I love that friendship. I'm really behind
that's nice.
Yeah, so a bromance we can all get on board with.
I can just imagine like them high fiving.
Well, they'll be doing that at the wedding. The unfortunate thing is
Trump's not invited.
Yeah,
so along
with all the homeless people of Windsor and Maidenhead, the Trumps and Melania. So Donald and Melania at the moment aren't invited, which is creating a real diplomacy issue because Theresa May and the government really want Trump to come to the UK at some
point. It's a real shame that because the Americans absolutely. British royalty, and they just cannot get behind this because she's black. So they're like, such a good story for us, but like, all we can do is be super racist and awful.
So what, has the American press not got fully behind it?
Well, not in the same way that they would do if it was...
Some of the British press hasn't either. I've read so many horrible articles about like, sorry, Miss Markle, we can see through you. We can, like, playing him like a fiddle.
I've mainly been reading about how she's been bringing back the messy bun. It's like, the royalty hairstyle of 2018 is the messy bun. She's now worn it twice.
What's a messy bun?
It's just like hair when you throw your hair up.
So it's not something you can get in Greg's.
I mean, hers is a lot slicker than what I've just done.
That's a messy bun. Yeah.
Okay, I think probably most of the listeners can guess what a messy bun looks like. It was only me that was having
issues. It's not something you can get in Greg's.
That's a Chelsea bun. But
if you're Harry, imagine if like it's your wedding day. We were talking about this the other day, just about I'm not a prince. But I should be able to invite who I want to my wedding. Imagine if you had to invite Trump.
Yeah.
You would be having the conversation. Fine, we won't get married then. Fine. Or we'll do a six-person wedding in Barbados. And then, we'll have a big do at a pub.
With Trump, a barbecue.
Yeah, Trump can come to that. But so this is creating issues because this is the worst kind of president you could uninvite because he's the president who doesn't care about politics at all or any of the boring bits. He wants to go to a wedding, and it's about pride, it's about emotions, it's about being very thin-skinned, and so...
It's literally about stealing their thunder on the day.
So he's not coming to the UK to open the embassy because he's annoyed that he's not invited to Prince Harry's wedding.
Yeah, this is the definition of throwing toys out of the pram.
Yeah.
Maybe I could come in immediate here, though, because how about... If I go to Donald, you can't come to the wedding, but you can come to the stag.
Because you've planned Harry's stag on a previous...
previous one.
He's given you a call.
Yeah, what were we doing? Boat based?
I think it was pretty boat based.
Yeah. So if in doubt, plan a stag on a boat. Really lock down everyone into somewhere where they cannot escape easily on the open water.
So, and I think I think Barrett would be cool with it. He'd say, you know what? I've had fun before. Let Donald go on the... And then maybe
golden
that'll
showers, porn stars.
Because this is important.
Trump
though could
probably bring quite a lot of stag-based sort of like kit.
Yeah.
And entree. He's got a lot of connections.
He's the stag who, like, if you said, like, do the dare, like, go lick a puddle. He'd...
He'd, like, lick a puddle, suck it, and then, like, find a prostitute to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be sorted, because it's very difficult for Theresa May, because she's obviously doing this whole Brexit's going to be fine. We're going to do a great deal with the US. When the US won't even come visit us, this doesn't bode well.
Well, that's what Bojo's pointed out this morning, saying that we are sort of neglecting to like focus on the fact, which is the US are the most heavily invested in the UK of any other country. So for us to be like, nah, we don't want him, nah, we don't want him to come, a la Corbyn and Sadiq Khan. It's like, well, you are, that is quite, like, fundamentally, that would be quite bad for our economy if they just pulled out of everything. So we do need some deal to stay in place, whether that means Theresa's got to just sort of bite her tongue and hold his hand in Davos.
Yeah, I think it might be time to roll out the red carpet for him. Even though, final point, then we do need to finish the fact. On his...
Because we've really drilled into those facts.
I mean, so many allegations. Let's just say, at the end of this, everything was alleged.
Yeah, everything's alleged. I'm very excited to see how this week goes.
But in Davos, not Kavos, as we were discussing earlier.
Davos, not Kavos. That's what the hashtag is this year.
They were, instead of like... The Pussy Calm and there's no, like, no, t-shirts.
There's no carbs before marbs.
Yeah.
Hashtag it's the Davos, not Kavos. But I think this weekend was the point where Donald did hit his 1 year anniversary, and that was the same day that the headlines read, Government Shuts Down. So it's been a hell of a year, Donald, and we look forward to the remaining 11 months.
At least it gives us fodder for this podcast.
For this, for this, whatever we call this. Task Force. So, I've had a call from... I think we've had many calls from Theresa May.
She's probably like your speed dial, most dialed, friends and family.
When she goes to share something on WhatsApp, I'm always in like the recommended top three people.
She just writes R and your name comes up.
Oh, and yeah, and just auto send for help is what happens. So
she sends you a skull and you know it's like a bat signal.
So I've had a call from her, and basically she's, the long and the short of it is, a pretty terrible month so far for the Tories. The last podcast was on Christmas week, and it was as Damian Green, her number two, was being having to resign because of the whole porn on his computer story. Again, why can't anyone be fired just for being shit at their job? Yeah. Why does it always have to be something extreme?
Well, the good thing is that they can all be shit, and then if you ever need to get rid of them, you're like, should we just go on his computer?
Probably got some porn there.
Probably find something there, that'll do it. Yeah, then we don't have to have the awkward one-to-one talk to him about, like, we're going to do a 6-week improvement plan. KPIs over the next 6 weeks. Actually, we can probably get him on the porn. Should we do that then? Yeah.
So that was how they ended the year. And then, so she wanted to start the year with a reshuffle, which was going to sort of display her power and how she's got her power back. And what it did was exactly the opposite. And I think she's come out of it so badly. So one person quit, but sort of the day started with a real sort of something of the same level of the letters falling off the wall and the Lee Nelson handing out a P45, because they tweeted like a very much like designed graphic image of, congratulations Chris Grayling, you're the new chairman of the Tory party, a photo of him with the text around him, the new Tory party chairman, hashtag reshuffle. And that lasted for, I think, 75 seconds before it was taken down, saying, whoops, it's a different guy, is actually the... So how did the Chris... If that's the case, how did the Chris Grayling graphic get made? And so that's how little a grip she's got on this party, that they were doing their own tweets. So totally different guy. I don't even know who it was, because I think Chris Grayling will now forever be synonymous with Chris. Chairman... of the party.
Oh, sorry. He's the transport dude.
He's the transport dude too.
Is he still
too.
That?
I think he might be.
Why do we put people who... That's like putting Bin Man. He's in charge of environment. Yeah, he can be in charge. Like, you get the main ones in. And then they've got Bojo in the big jobs.
So that was how it started off. And that really set the tone for a day of things not going how Theresa May wanted. I'd say my favourite thing would be Jeremy Hunt goes in. Jeremy Hunt, probably the least popular but longest serving health secretary.
He said no.
Yeah, so he went in and she said, we want to make your business. This is a step up. This definitely isn't a demotion. This is a step up. You get to be talk about the positive side of...
What is he now?
He's the same, but they've also given him social care. So have health care, which you're failing at, and social care.
so he basically said, nah, I don't want it, and I want a better, bigger job. I want you to give
me... So what were they? They were trying to give him business.
Yeah.
And he said, nah, I'll stick with my... I'll stick with the mess I've created in health.
Well, everyone and health also, hates
and,
me.
Yeah. And give me
the,
more.
Yeah, give me more. Give me the remaining bit of health that I'm not just attacking with a fucking
right, okay.
So he came out of it very good, but that screwed up her whole plans, their plans for the whole day, because I think Greg Clark was supposed to move from business, and I think he stayed in business. And then Justin Green went in, and so she's the education secretary, but not being very aligned with what Theresa May wants. I think she's been getting too chummy with the teaching like boards and whatever, and so, not being Tory enough, basically.
Yeah, right.
not being evil enough. So she goes in and they said, again, this isn't a promotion, this isn't a demotion, this is a step up, you're going to be work and pensions secretary. And she's like, fuck off.
so she quit.
So she said, absolutely not, I want education, you let Jeremy stay doing his thing, can I stay in mine? And no. Theresa said no, which I think sends a pretty sort of terrible message, because Justin Green is generally seen as one of the more progressive and more popular.
Estimate Vey's work and pensions.
Yeah.
Estimate Vey, who used to do it with Eamon Holmes. Breakfast television presenter, Estimate.
Yeah. This is my question.
Fuck off.
And he got Eamon got a CBE.
Yeah, Eamon Holmes.
Yeah, I'm furious about that.
Has Philip Schofield got one?
Not yet. That's
the New Year's honours list this year was, I mean, sorry to digress. A pile of shit. I'm so angry about so many people.
Nick Clegg
mainly, yeah.
How does the reshuffle work? Because if somebody... So I work in insurance, and if they just suddenly said, oh, right, so today you've got to be... you're going to work in education now, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, that's exactly how it works, which makes the day so fun. because it's such a shuffle. You've spent the last 4 years developing all these skills and this knowledge that you didn't have.
You've made friends with all of that industry as well, in her case, because all the teachers were quite on board with her, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think like she's sort of a more positive side of the Tory party. I think she's from up north. And...
So it's basically like hiring. Lesbian?
Yeah, so she, yeah. I think a year or two ago, she came out, which obviously sort of having gay members of the leadership of the Tory party is like a rare thing. I think like her and Ruth Davidson.
Yeah, I mean, May, you really missed a trick here, because that, if nothing else, that was doing great work for your quotas in terms of having a nice diverse
and cabinet. That's the thing. I think Theresa wanted to come out of the reshuffle with it clearly being way more diverse than before, and with more women attending cabinet than ever before. And what they had to do, because at the end of the day, it hadn't at all gone how it wanted, because Greening left the government, and so they've had to make one of the non-cabinet positions a cabinet attending thing, just so that they can get that headline of more women attending cabinet meetings than ever before. So the whole thing's gone shit. No message of diversity and no message of Theresa May's got more power than she did a year ago. It's just, she's in a shambles. Throw into the mix Toby Young.
As the university's minister.
Not university's minister, but sort of, I got added to the university regulator, sort of the leadership.
Right, yeah.
And he's basically made a career off being a troll on Twitter and saying very provocative things. And
people who go to university from comprehensive schools are stains on those universities.
Yeah. Doesn't he often comment on like people's cleavage in the background of like Tory debates?
Yeah.
He'll just pick out someone in the back row.
It's
where
like a carry
like,
on for yeah. Whoop.
And so that he, despite him taking the trouble of post announcement, he deleted 40,000 tweets, I believe, between 40,000 and 50,000 tweets.
Imagine having that many tweets that are bad, not just like one from 18.
Sure,
when you're a bit embarrassed.
You lose
about
all sense of where the line is as well once you start deleting them. I can't even remember what I've said that's acceptable. So he's not been good because, again, Theresa May and Joe Johnson, Boris's brother, and I think Boris were all defending him, and then he did have to resign. So that's not been great. You then had Ben Bradley, who got made as part of the reshuffle.
What's he got?
He got vice chairman for youth. Because he's 28, so that.
He's basically in charge of what can we do next with Hugger Hoodie.
Yeah, and like how.
Hugger Hoodie at 2.0.
How can we appeal to anyone under the age of 35? Okay. And unfortunately, his tweets have been found about him slagging off all the rioters. Sort of, he posted something like, this is like, vasectomies are free, families can't afford to have all these kids. Shouldn't be doing it. And so he's in hot water.
I mean, to be fair, I don't agree with that at all. But there are probably some fairly horrendous tweets if you go back to me when I was 18. I think I tweeted some scum, subhuman scum.
But wouldn't you before you chose to run for office, you'd be like, I tell you what, why don't I just get rid of all this guff that I've ever posted on Facebook and just get rid of it. Just delete the accounts before you go in.
I'd go for full name, face change. Different name, different face.
You'd need to have enough surgery so that you couldn't like be recognised by...
Yeah, new eyeballs or just no eyeballs. I'll just turn into this sort of X-Men
bag.
Villain.
I mean, the scum thing, I probably am guilty of saying something like that, but more about like,
also,
people
it is
can't
a,
drive, they are scum.
Yeah, it's because, also a Partridge quote. It's not yeah. like, yeah.
But I'm more likely to be found kicking off on Twitter at like Sky's customer service. That's its main use. TFL, your bus driver, registration plate.
Yeah.
Didn't turn up or got stuck in traffic, wouldn't let me off in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And Sky, they're the main ones who get it, actually.
Yeah, I could never be MD of First Great Western Train.
I very much ruled myself out of that gig. No, what's the one that takes us? Is it First Great Western?
Southern.
No, not takes us, like takes us home. GNR?
Back to Reading.
Yeah,
Great Western.
Great Western.
Yeah, during my Slough years.
Lots of pictures of me sat in the little, you know, the bit in between the carriages by the toilet.
Yeah.
Tweet a lot of those pictures. Yeah, £48 for the pleasure.
Poor old Ollie, who used to have to take over the account at 5 p.m. What an awful time to have to take over the account. He got it in the winter months. So, one person though.
I forgot what we're talking about. Sorry.
We are talking about the Tories' bad month, and this is where Theresa May is called.
Oh, right.
There is one guy that is powering through. He didn't get reshuffled, and some are actually saying that he's doing a good job. And this is Michael Gove, the Environmental Secretary, who he's just been charging ahead with actual policies about the environment, because he hasn't done what he did with education, where sort of tear it up and start again. He's sort of doing, where can I make little improvements?
Small incremental gains.
And so he has continued the attack on microbeads.
Yep.
Now fully banned.
Sarah Vine, his wife, taking full credit for...
Full credit.
Banning of the microbeads.
It does sound like a real gimmick. And the 5p carry bag tax is going to be...
What's in a microbead?
It's just plastic, I think. So like,
so it's like an exfoliator made of plastic.
Yeah, and then like turtles eat them and things.
Oh right.
Is it whatever you can see in toothpaste?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's in like face washes.
It's in the J&J citrus burst stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Terrible. We're extending the 5p carrier bag tax to local shops.
Good.
So I think that's a good thing.
I think that is quite good actually.
Coffee cups, the latte levy.
Mm. Yeah, but if you use a reusable cup, you get reduced prices.
So that's what Pret. Oh, so okay, Pret has welcomed the 25p. They've seen his 25p suggestion and gone, actually, we'll give you 50p off the coffee if you bring your own cup. So Michael Gove's taken that to heart, and he's gone and bought all the cabinet reusable coffee cups.
Is it any reusable coffee cup, or does it have to be a Pret one?
No, any.
Anyone, come on in with your big personalised mug, and they will fill you up. So basically, Gove is trying to take the Tories back to where Cameron tried to take them in whenever it was, the early noughties, of making the party, the Tories the party for the environment.
Yeah.
You guys, do you remember Hugger Husky?
Didn't stick with me.
No, Cameron, didn't resonate that
Cameron
one.
Cameron went to the North Pole, was with some huskies, and then he did a focus group, I think, where he found out actually no one was going to be more likely to vote for the Tories if they were environmentally friendly.
When I think even though about global warming and the environment, huskies aren't the thing. Like, hug a polar bear.
Yeah.
Because they're the things that are struggling with. Yeah. I don't even think the huskies live at the polar ice caps. Yeah, I think like huskies are like pets. Pet dogs. Yeah. Or like, who's that? Oh, poor Hollywood.
I know so little about the plight of the huskies.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, they abandoned those plans because they realised actually let's just implement 10 years of austerity once we actually get and blame it on the Lib Dems. So
and then don't worry, we'll knight them in a few years and then everyone will be happy.
Everyone will be friends again when we're doing the evening speeches circuit in later life. But Theresa's called me up and gone, this is great. The Tories are going to be the Green Party. This is the only positive thing we can talk about ourselves. Have you got any more Tory-friendly, environmentally-friendly policies?
So that won't basically piss off their already Tory supporters,
yeah,
but will encourage a new generation of Greens to vote for them.
Exactly. So we have to be cautious. We have to
it's quite a difficult...
this is a conundrum.
We could give... Tories could do, like, free... Instead of, like, free books for school, they could do free coffee mugs for university students.
Yeah.
Get them in when they're sort of really skint and would probably take free coffee.
Yeah, you know how like you always get NatWest account.
They could hide it so that you get the NatWest account because it's got the rail pass. Yeah.
So you vote for the Tories because you get a free cup.
But it could be like, it could be unbranded on the cup. Then you know like that I'm a twat one, so when you drink,
yeah,
on the
bottom, I'm a Tory.
I'm a Tory.
To so spread the message. Cloud.
What
are they famous for, Tories?
Hunting.
So fox hunting.
What could we hunt instead?
Hug a horse.
Hug a horse.
Or you could use the hunt to generate power. Like have little like parachutes off the back.
Oh, very, very good. Yeah.
So power generating horses.
The fox is being slaughtered.
I don't understand enough about energy, but I think there's something in that. Like the hooves would effectively become like the new industrial revolution. Yeah.
We get a load of horses on a treadmill.
Just like, and a virtual fox hunt.
Virtual fox.
And somehow this wouldn't require electricity.
That's got legs though. Virtual, no, you could just get headsets.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could have legs. I don't understand the science.
Yeah, we need to get a scientist involved in that one just to flesh it out a little bit.
Yeah, like, we'll draw the picture of the horses on the treadmill.
The
wearer wearing a helmet.
It's one of those things where you drop a marble and it goes down and the whole way through and at the end of it the cake is cut and a tea is made.
And they're surrounded by just waves of money and electricity and then the story will tell itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then the advert for it could be, they could get, who's the guy who created... Wallace and Gromit. When he does the pasta scene and he could build the whole... Something. Nick Clegg? No.
Nick.
Parks?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, so him. Wallace and Gromit would be the face of it.
No, but you know how they're like inventors? They could animate the machine with the hooves like that so that everyone understands it. Go to their level.
Okay, right. It's got legs, literally.
Yeah.
So we'll write that one down. What about... I mean, have you seen Blue Planet? Because there's a lot of referencing the fact that Tory voters are now more likely to be environmentally friendly because Blue Planet has changed their minds.
Okay,
right.
So did you watch the latest series?
I did watch it.
What was the gist?
It was amazing. And then, what was the gist? Oceans are pretty good. It was really amazing. At the end of every episode, there'd be about 5 minutes where you'd be like, oh, humans really are... the worst. No. We should just die off.
So is microbeads a big issue?
I think, or all plastics in the sea, really.
What do you need plastic in the sea? What would be good? What would they like? What would Blue Planet like to see in the sea?
I mean, like coral? Plastic
coral? Could we build... Yeah, that's not patched out. Could we patch together? You know how like the Great Barrier Reef's no longer, like it's been completely destroyed?
It's got more dead shit on it than living.
Yeah. Could we use microbeads... like essentially plastic to basically create like fake coral to recreate the ecosystem so that the environment starts to flourish.
Shipwrecks kind of end up with loads of fish
seaweed.
We'll take that to the scientists.
Yeah, again, it's got to go back to the scientists. I'll
draw the picture.
I'll draw the picture and basically be like,
face wash question mark coral.
But what?
Get all of those beads together like Play-Doh and sort of stick that onto broken coral.
Perfect.
And then I think it'll start to regenerate. And
the scientists are definitely going to come back, yeah, that would be brilliant if that idea wasn't fucking mental.
Okay, but maybe there's something in 3D printing or something.
Yeah, or just...
What could we 3D print coral?
No, we need to be 3D printing a lot less because that's all about plastics, isn't it? I think the big takeaway here is we've got to use plastic less.
Got to use plastic less.
What's, so what's still plastic that we're using?
Isn't bad.
Bottles.
Bottles.
Do you use do bottled water?
Yeah, I can only drink water out of bottles. I actually can.
So for me, that is a non-starter.
Yeah, for me, that's got no legs at all. I think it tastes funny out of a glass or...
She says as she sips water out of a glass.
Because I'm in someone else's house, I have to...
I'm sorry that today's so hard for you. I can't think of anything that's plastic.
Unless you just laugh. I can't think of anything that's plastic.
Dice.
Bottles. So anything that comes in a bottle. Like, not just water. Go in your bathroom. Everything. Like, all shampoo, conditioner.
Cluedo characters.
That is not going to save the world. It needs to be something that's high volume in turnover, so you use it a lot.
Colonel Mustard could be made of wood, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. All okay. In my head somewhere, all board games could be made of wood. We'll go back to the Dark Ages.
We should do that. Victorian that, times. And it's nostalgic and nice.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay, so get rid of all the bathroom stuff and put it in reusable... What? Wood? No, there's got to be something...
Wood!
Have you seen the Thick of It episode where she's like, little wooden toys, little wooden boys? That's the kind of policy level we've got to.
That's, yeah. Well, I'm just trying to... I want to replace everything with either glass or wood.
Yeah,
okay, that's all better than plastic, but I think in order it's like wood's the best.
Yeah.
Then glasses.
But then you have to chop down trees to get wood, don't you? Can't they just plant loads of trees?
We must have cut down more than enough trees by now.
Could they do something like, I think this has happened in America, where they've got really rich philanthropists to buy up whole chunks, like hectares, huge areas of like the rainforest, so that it can't be destroyed. So could we not sell off like green parts of the UK and all over the world, like people buy bits of the moon to Tories and they get a peerage for it?
Yeah.
And they basically just get, it's basically, we'll just be printing out a couple of, me and you could probably
I've
mock
got one
up
of those certificates. I'm a lady.
Okay. We can knock up some template certificates. Anyone who wants to vote Tory, you just have to, like, a mill entry point sort of investment.
Yeah.
Goes back into tree planting.
Peers for pines.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what
Yeah.
So, or peerages for pines.
And then to the people who can't afford the peerage and the pine, at least we are planting.
We make the planted areas and like National Trust so they can go and visit it.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day.
Annual open day, like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yeah, and put a Go Ape in there or something.
Just in the entrance, they get to the real thing.
I mean, if you want to open it up to everyone, a Go Ape will do it. And then an ice rink at Christmas.
Yeah, perfect, with a nice Christmas tree in the middle.
Oh yeah, that's lovely for pines. Yeah.
Well, that's all we've got time for.
Well,
we've got a few. It's replace everything with wood and glass. Get some horses on a treadmill.
We can go into the detail of how we're going to replace shampoo with wood. we'll worry about that less.
And sell off a load of land for some lordships.
I think that's got legs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably already happening, isn't it? Allegedly.
Probably. Could sell off bits of the ice cap. Bits of the polar ice cap, and then they will probably be like, shit, we better not destroy this, because this is like my child's inheritance.
This is where we go skiing now.
I hope to build a chalet there by 2020.
Well, thank you both. I'll get back to WhatsApping Teresa. I'm sure there'll be some good gifts that we'll get across our ideas.
Yeah. So maybe give her these ideas in emoji form, like this plus this equals... Yeah.
Scientist plus toothpaste equals coral.
Yeah, exactly that.
Cool.
Quiz?
The quiz is back. Helen has potentially been looking at
I promise I haven't. You'll see when I don't get any correct.
Five questions. Say your name if you know the answer. The first question is, which piece of art are the French going to lend us?
Helen, the Bayeux Tapestry. I don't know if I said that
correct.
Right.
That is correct, yeah.
Correct. In about 5 years, they're going to work out whether they can actually lend it to us, whether it's allowed to leave the house.
Very big.
It's very big.
Because Macron's come... Is
He was over
Macron.
This...
Macron. You said like Macron.
Macron. him and his team were over this week to meet with Theresa and her team. They went to...
So he didn't sort out Brexit, but they've nailed down the terms of the Bayeux Tapestry. Good. Well, so long as they had their sort of big agenda points.
It's the wedding, isn't it, that we get it?
I read it 5 years, but that negotiation's taken 900 years, so good luck, Article 50. Question number two, which paper did Virgin Trains withdraw and then restart selling again on its...
Lawrence, Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail.
Because they were only selling something like 9,000 copies, and then, so they pulled out because it wasn't viable, but then they used that to be a bit lefty with it and be like, oh yeah, well, we never really agreed with their
Brown
policies.
Values, yeah. And then Richard Branson came out and said, no one's asked me about this, get it back in the show.
Why? Yeah. Because you should be able to have a full range of papers.
Yeah, they shouldn't be Virgin Trains deciding what people get to read.
Exactly.
And what even are Virgin Trains' brand values other than being late and expensive?
So expensive.
So.
Don't they have that fast route up the coast?
They are super speedy up to Manchester.
Yeah, 2 hours up to Manchester.
So
that's their brand
values. That's their brand values.
Okay.
Super speedy, but late and expensive.
A point to Lauren. Number three, which hugely popular US sitcom are millennials now taking...
Helen, three! Bollocks! I didn't know what to say!
Helen, it is Friends. Why
it's
Friends?
On Netflix.
What's wrong with Friends?
No. Oh. Everyone. Oh, I know the answer.
I didn't hear the question.
Everyone's up in arms about it because it's actually really sexist and really misogynistic, and the whole way through they make all these jokes, but then the writers would be like, oh, but we had a lesbian wedding, like we were so forward thinking, but actually the whole way through it's all just about like, when are we going to marry off these like ridiculously desperate women?
Yeah, and I think like,
and Joey just sleeping with
everyone. Yeah, exactly.
I think Lauren deserves the point.
They take issues with the recurring jokes around Ross's gay ex-wife, Chandler's cross-dressing dad, and the fact that like sort of all the characters are white, especially Gunther.
People have actually been like, Gunther's too white.
That's my own comment.
Okay. No, it is ridiculous. I actually sent...
It's gone on Netflix, and basically there's all these woke teenagers going, what the hell's this shit? Friends was a fantastic comedy for its time, just like On the Buses hasn't aged well.
Yeah.
And Only Fools and Horses, where you're like, oh, did they just say that?
Yeah, exactly. So you do have to just sort of move on. Question number four. It's a really sexy question. The biggest prime number of all time has been discovered. I'm not going to ask you how big it is, but how many digits to the nearest million are in it?
To the nearest million?
Digits, just digits.
Cool, should we do like both guess and then whoever's closest?
Yeah.
15.
63.
Helen gets it, it's
23.
Oh. I'm not even going to try and read it, it's just this ridiculous.
Could you tell me what a prime number is?
It's a number that's only
divisible. Can't be divided by anything but itself.
Okay, I remember. Like three.
Three. Yes. So long as you know three, you sort of get the gist of it, yeah.
So it's not three. I can tell you it is actually 2^{-77,232,917 -1.
-1.
I don't understand any of what I've just said.
Why was mine closer than if it's 72?
No, because that's the actual number itself.
Oh, and then...
I'm just reading some things that I don't understand, but the answer was 23.
So, like, we need the scientist for the other stuff. We need
math man. And more...
Good.
A question more up your
sleeve. Are we neck and neck?
I feel like I'm going to give you both a point, because Helen followed process on the Friends question, whereas you sort of actually knew what I was going to say. So this is just all or nothing, this question. According to the website Love Honey's survey, this question is from the Metro.
Yeah.
What have BDSM fans chosen as their favourite safe word?
Ooh. I
don't know the answer.
No.
Your safe word be?
It's a person.
Okay, so someone that you would it's never cry out to. Someone that would be a real sex.
Mood killer.
Like Margaret Thatcher or Lauren Margaret Thatcher, something. Can I keep guessing?
Michael
yeah.
Gove.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going. This is, I think, a global poll.
The Queen? No.
We've talked about
Prince
him. We've talked about him a lot on this episode.
Trump!
I think
Helen definitely got it.
Congratulations, you win the quiz. Helen, the top five were Donald Trump, Justin Bieber, Superman, Betty Boop, and Tinkerbell. The most popular non-celebrity safe word was red. And if you're interested in what the top Harry Potter safe words were, it was Dobby and Hufflepuff.
That's amazing.
So,
did you see that they had one of the, at the Women's March yesterday, one of the signs was something like, Harry would have died in book one if it wasn't for Hermione.
Absolutely fair. That is all we have time for on this week's episode of This Might Be The News. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Helen, for joining me. And thank you, listeners. And welcome back. Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!